You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Boy, we got a lot to talk about. Apparently, alcohol, drinking alcohol is now linked to skin cancer. I know. And we got big Super Bowl weekend coming up. I guess just don't go out into the sun while you drink. We'll talk about that. We'll also talk about how olive oil consumers, those of us that love our olive oil, seem to have stronger bones. I really dig that. Then they think that sometimes the good cholesterol, the HDL, could actually become dysfunctional, turn around, and start clogging our arteries. So this really blows our mind since we've been yelling at everybody to, you know, up their HDL. Researchers have announced that they think they will be able to cure diabetes within 25 years. Good for us who expect to be diabetic in the next quarter century. Then I guess minimum wage for federal workers upping to $10.10 an hour. Is this a way for the government to cut back on federal subsidies so people don't qualify? I don't know. Fragmented sleep also increased to cancer risk. So you can't drink and you can't be interrupted in your sleep, even though alcohol interrupts sleep. Maybe that's why alcohol interrupts sleep. Maybe it's related. But we got a lot of cancer news today. And then the biggest headline of the day is 90 flatulent cows started a fire at a dairy farm in Germany. So as you can see, we've got an extremely explosive day today on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too explosive to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Really, you can't make this stuff up. Apparently, there are 90 cows at this Germany dairy farm. And they said that the method, I'm not joking, this is being reported by independent.co.uk. They say the methane gas released by 90 flatulent cows caused an explosion in a farm shed in Germany. Thus far, one animal has been injured. It's not funny. And the roof was damaged. In a statement, they said the force said high levels of the methane gas had built up within the structure. It's in a central German town of Rasdorf. And there was a static electrical charge that must have triggered the gas, and there was flashes of flames. Apparently, these cows were belching and farting to the degree that there was a very, very concentrated amount of methane. I mean, if that's the case, I better not let any electric charge go off in our house or even the studio. They say the subsequent blast damaged the roof of the cow shed. This is being reported by Reuters. This is a real news story. Emergency services who attended the scene took gas readings to check for any potential further blast. Hopefully they held their nose when they were running around the place. One of the cows was injured and had to be treated. Sorry, that's not funny. Hey, I eat steak. I don't want anything happening to the cows. Fish is another story. The subsequent blast damaged the roof of the cow shed. I already told you that. One of the cows was injured and had to be treated for burns it sustained during the incident. This is according to a police spokesman. Police were involved. The animals apparently can emit up to 500 liters of methane every day through belching and flatulence. They say in addition to that, cows also release large amounts of ammonia. Now, this could be very dangerous. I mean, you know, the next question is where was the farmer? And, you know, was he okay? And you know, what happened to the other animals? Now, you know, we like to put everybody in a barn, put all the animals together, you know, Noah's Ark, etc. But, you know, you got to remember, you got little baby animals in there. And some of these little animals cannot breathe high amounts of methane and ammonia. That's why you always need something called aeration, right, or ventilation. And my suggestion would be, if you do have a barn, and I understand Germany is cold, make sure there's just a little bit of like an opening. You know, when we built our house years ago, the house that is completely upside down now, you know, we originally were building the bathroom and there was going to be no window. I'm like, what are you doing? And the kids' bathroom has no window. You know, there's another bathroom in our house and it's connected to their two rooms. Well, what one kid does is, if he has a real, real bad bathroom setting, he closes his door. They have like a bathroom in between their two bedrooms, and he opens up the door to the other kid's room, so the stink goes in there. And the bathroom was just located within the house, so there's no exterior wall. Now, my bathroom, thank heavens, thank the Lord, has a nice window. The problem is I don't like to open it because I think people can watch. And even though it's upstairs, I didn't realize how good satellite is and how these satellite images can really, really hone in, you know, all down to the living room. So I only open the window when I'm not in there because I just don't want anybody on satellite seeing me on the toilet. And my husband thinks I'm an absolute idiot for that, but I just don't like that. So you definitely need ventilation. We have a barn that blew up, cows injured. It's very scary times, very scary times. Speaking of scary times, Obama's going to be giving a State of the Union address. I know, the State of the Union. I think we know what the State of the Union is. My guess is he's going to be touting Obamacare, saying it's helping millions of people. He's also going to be, remember one time he insulted the Supreme Court, right? You know, my guess is he's going to be insulting somebody, okay? He's going to be probably talking about how powerful his pen is. And how, you know, if the checks and balances get in his way, how he'll just, you know, do some executive decisions and, you know, whoa, Nelly, his last year, I'm scared of. And maybe he may even comment on Hillary Clinton. All right. You never know. But I'm sure there's going to be, you know, for those of you doing a drinking game, I'm sure you guys are going to probably, you know, do it. I don't recommend drinking games. I don't think they're very healthy and safe. But my guess is a drinking game that includes anything on taxes, every time he says the word Republicans, okay? If he brings up Hillary, okay, you may get some bonus points for that. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
Curious about what comes next?
Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Brad, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, at Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Yeah, good morning, Dr. Dahlia. I listen to your show every morning. I have a question. Due to Obamacare, apparently my cholesterol medication, Vytorin, is no longer covered. I've tried to call my doctor. The pharmacy's trying to help, but apparently I can't get it anymore. So I've been taking it for 8 years. Am I just supposed to quit? I have no idea what supplements I can take to offset this medication I've been on for years. I can't seem to find any information, and I was hoping maybe you can give me an answer. Thank you.
No, that's a great question. Okay, so here's the thing. Vytorin, one of my favorite medicines out there, it's a combination of simvastatin or Zocor and Zetia. And so what a lot of you have been doing when your insurance is not covering the Vytorin anymore, the reason why insurance doesn't cover it is because there's not a generic form of it yet. So many of you have had to now go to all generic. So Vytorin doesn't come generic. Now, Zocor, half of it does. So what a lot of you have been doing is just going to the simvastatin. However, the Zetia is a real nice component to it because Zetia kind of works on the brush border of the intestine and prevents a lot of the absorption of your dietary cholesterol. A lot of times that Zetia also works on your triglycerides, and I will use it as an adjunct to your statin medication. Your statin medication blocks cholesterol production in the body, and sometimes it even can help resorb and decrease a little bit of the plaquing that happens along the artery. So your statin medication is your big buck, you know, bonus drug that is one of my favorite pharmaceuticals out there. I love statins. I could never not be an MD. Because of my love for the statin medications. These medications rock. And even though I really dig homeopathy and naturopathic medicine and alternative medicine, I will always love that one pharmaceutical, the statins. The Zetia is an adjunct to it. I rarely have somebody on monotherapy with the Zetia, which is part of that Vytorin. And so if not being able to have the Zetia isn't the worst thing in the world, you could still get the simvastatin, the Zocor statin part of Vytorin, so you could at least be on something for protection. In the meantime, if you want to swap something for the Zetia portion, you could use niacin. Now, you know, niacin is one of the B vitamins. It seems to kind of raise HDL. It's supposed to decrease triglyceride levels and LDL, but that's if you're able to take it at a level that you can tolerate. Remember, niacin could cause a lot of flesh eating. It could cause a lot of dizziness, headache, etc. And sometimes at very high doses, it could damage the liver. I get very nervous when some of my patients are on super duper high doses of niacin. And yes, we do use the term super duper in medicine. But if that's what the cardiologist finds that works and they don't seem to have any adverse effects and they could tolerate that better than the statin medications, that's great. You know, sometimes the fenofibrate medications are also generic, and you could use those. One is such called fenofibrate. That could also help with your triglycerides. So you do have some other options. Then, of course, you know, watching your diet, exercise helps burn off those triglycerides. Avoiding alcohol. Alcohol will increase your triglycerides. If you're prone to diabetes, that could do that too. So, you know, it's a great question. A lot of you are on medications that insurance doesn't cover. What do I think is a very safe and beneficial alternative? And this is exactly what's frustrating everybody. You know, Obama promised we get to keep our doctor, keep our plan. And, you know, people take their medications to heart. This is something where, you know, like a birth control. I mean, how many of you have had a birth control that you just love and you swear by it, or a migraine medicine or a prostate medicine or a blood pressure medicine? I have people now. It's interesting. I see a lot of male patients. In fact, I have more male patients than female patients. But my female patients seem to have more unique attachments to their medications than the male, because I think the females have done the trial and error a lot more than some of my male patients, and they're like, okay, I think I know what works. I love this one. Don't change it. Please don't rock the boat. Let sleeping dogs lie. And it's expensive when you change a medicine. So let's say we decide to change your thyroid brand or your cholesterol brand. Somebody needs to check your cholesterol or your thyroid level, you know, 4 weeks, 6 weeks, couple months later to see if it's working. Whereas if the medicine you like is working, a lot of doctors will let you go 3-6 months, a year even. So some of you with antacid medications, the PPIs, some of you swear by Nexium or Acifex or Protonix, and that's the medicine you found, that's a medicine you love, that's a medicine that works for you. Now, some of you out there are probably going, well, boo-hoo, we're in a crisis right now. Oh, poor George. Can't get his Nexium. Poor baby. No, I think you deserve the drug that works for you. I really do. If you have been putting in your dues, if you've been paying your taxes, if you've been paying your insurance premiums, and we're talking a lot of money for those insurance premiums, I can't tell you how many hundreds of dollars we've spent. I should probably say thousands and tens of thousands of dollars for insurance for our family. If I want the gosh darn Protonix, or I want the NuvaRing, or I want the Anusol suppository of my choosing, I should be able to get that. If not, don't charge us for health care then. Okay? I mean, you know, you get what you pay for. And a lot of us are still paying. These subsidies are really worrying people because we're finding that some individuals are getting phenomenal subsidies, and that's cool because they're getting most of their insurance paid for, but at the expense of others, not. So what's happening is we're really starting to tip the boat. And if I could use this boat analogy, because I'm really kind of in the mood to go fishing. I haven't had a fishing vacation, and I want to sneak out to California to maybe fish, you know, find some barracuda. And, you know, so imagine you got 10 people on the boat, okay? And you want to save, right, the young, skinny people on the boat. So you put them at the higher level of the boat, and you put everybody else at the lower level of the boat, and the lower level of the boat is starting to sink. What happens to the boat as a whole? The whole boat sinks. Yeah, see, I just made that analogy up. Wasn't that good? Yeah, see, the boat analogy, and see, everybody's sinking. See, damn good. I, this is why my show has not gotten canceled yet. See, it's because of kick butt analogies like that one. So trying to save some at the expense of others sinks the whole gosh darn ship. And that is the problem we're having right now with Obamacare. Now, they're saying that Obama tonight is going to be announcing in the State of the Union that federal workers are going to be getting a 39% raise of minimum wage to $10.10 an hour. Now, a lot of us are for increasing minimum wages. A lot of us aren't. A lot of us that aren't are a little bit confused on how that really works for the economy. If many industries now have to raise wages, are they going to fire people, hire less people? We get a little nervous. Other people think, well, raising the minimum wage is brilliant because now people have more money in their pocket, so they're going to spend. And then some people want to know, why do the federal workers get the minimum wage increase? You know, when I worked for the government, I gotta tell you, it was cush. All right? And I tell you why it was cush. I was making, when I was working at Jack in the Box, about $4 to maybe $4.25 an hour. When I got a job a couple years later at the EPA, I made $6 an hour. That was huge. Okay? And yeah. And in addition to that, there was always a cost of living increase. So it went up from like $6 to $6.15. And if I was a full-time and not a per diem, whatever, I could have possibly gotten health insurance, et cetera. And, it's a real nice job. So working for the government is going to now be incentivized. Now, again, that also makes us nervous, as you have a country that's really dependent on working, you know, for the government and the government employing most of us. Where does the government get the money? Well, they're going to tax it from a lot of the private sector people, which is a whole other story. And again, I'm not an economist. No, I'm not. I'm not an economist, okay? I sound like one. But this increase right now is going to be from $7.25 an hour to $10.10 an hour. All right, for some of you, you're going to think that's awesome. You're going to think it's great and all the power to you. All right, but in order for this to work for all of us, you're going to have to take that money and you're going to have to buy health care with it. Or you're going to have to, in order to help a whole, not get subsidies, which maybe is a reason why the minimum wage is being raised, so that you don't qualify for then the subsidies. So then the government ends up actually paying you less money. Yeah, this is the masters that be. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI. The powers that be? Oh, I screwed that up, didn't I? All right.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I really do appreciate you guys tuning in. I know you have a lot of other choices. And, you know, I know there's a lot of doctors out there that, you know, are, you know, Harvard trained and, you know, Ivy League trained. And, you know, sometimes I sound like I'm more, is it colloquial is the type of term that we use? Because obviously I'm not very well spoken. You know, English is supposed to be my first language, right? You know, I was born in America. You know, my mom spoke English, but she spoke very quickly. And I was always attracted to other languages. And my father spoke Hebrew and his English was very broken. So a lot of my English that I picked up was actually broken English. You know, my mom, very, very eloquent, very, very literal. And my sister, my older sister, she speaks very well. She writes extremely well, very poetic. In fact, when my dad died, she was the one that gave the eulogy. We all voted for her. Plus, you know, I kind of had enough on my plate. And so it's interesting because, you know, I've talked about this on air. A lot of times some of the broken English comes out a little bit, and I hate the term broken English, but it's interesting because anytime I have like an Israeli patient, we had an Israeli patient yesterday come in, and even though I only speak a little Hebrew, when we start to speak, we speak the same in terms of, you know, losing the adverbs, losing a lot of the, shall we say, compound sentences. And so, like, for example, he'd say, okay, so you want me to put this on this? And I'm like, no, dude, don't do. I would do this. And it's not because we're speaking, it's not because we're speaking, less eloquently in terms of, you know, not having, you know, the grammatical context. It's the translation changes. And so, when you speak to somebody that has the like for example, when I speak to a Hispanic patient in English, I usually speak to Hispanics in Spanish because I speak Spanish a lot more eloquently than I even believe English. I could speak, I think, Spanish better than my English sometimes. Their English is many times grammatically correct, and it's a much interesting, shall we say, translation from when you hear an English speak than somebody Israeli who is kind of new to the country. Now, many Israelis now do learn English, so they are bilingual. But some of the older ones, they'll do that, where the sentences are a lot shorter, yet it's to the point and you understand what they're saying. So if for some reason some of you kind of wonder why sometimes I'm using different words, and sometimes it's not that I'm trying to defend myself or come up with an excuse, but it's something that always happened. And when I'm around people of different ethnicities and different languages, I sometimes pick up on that, and my English dramatically changes. Even though I was in honors English, even though I understood Shakespeare, I was able to get A pluses in the language, vocabulary wise and communication wise, it comes out. And so thank you. I appreciate it. Now, you know, one of my kids was talking to me. My kids speak beautiful English, and but they don't want to pick up Spanish. They don't want to pick up Hebrew. They don't like picking up other languages. One of them got in trouble because, again, he was, you know, making some smart aleck comments in class. And, you know, I had to do the motherly thing. And, you know, he brought up that, you know, but Mom, you used to do the same thing and you were funny. And I'm like, well, no, I don't think I was particularly funny. And then, of course, I remembered some of the things in class I used to say. And they still, my kids, they talk to some of my friends from school, and so they hear some of the BS things I did. And I don't particularly think any of them were funny, but I didn't realize that, you know, my kids are going to have the same genetics as I do. So, like, for example, you'd be in medical school, and it was a very, very small class. And so the teacher would call on you. And it was very, very common for the teacher to call on the person who looked like they were sitting there and vulnerable. Okay? If you look like you know your stuff and you may know more than the professor, he's not going to call on you. But if you have the very confused deer in the headlights look, they call on you. So my maiden name was Zodiru. So they would call me Dr. Zodiru, even though I was a medical student. So they're like, Dr. Zodiru, can you please explain to us what is Kawasaki's disease? No, because I think that's a fake disease. That doesn't sound real. No, excuse me, Kawasaki says, no, you made that up. You made that up. No, Dr. Kawasaki is a real disease. Could you please comment on it? I could if I spoke Korean. It's Japanese. Anyway. So these things would happen, and I got through medical school nonetheless, but I didn't realize, I didn't remember I did things like that, but my kids know about that. I don't know how, maybe they were the sperm, not the sperm, in my egg. You know how you carry your eggs? Okay, my husband's sperm was nowhere near that vicinity. There was other sperm in the room, but not his. And so, you know, I gotta go easy on my kids, but I do have to have the talk with them tonight, not the birds and the bees talk. We had that when they were in kindergarten, because boy, these kids are advanced. But, we have to have the talk that, you know, you can't sit there in class and and, you know, make certain blurts, display any stupidity. You need to look like you know your stuff and that you don't get picked on. Sometimes they'll give me an assignment saying, Dr. Zadira, tomorrow, can you please explain to us the cystic fibrosis disease and why it's the Ashkenazi Jewish trait could be prevalent? Really? I'm honored you would choose me. Thank you. I'm really honored. But I think Jeff over here could probably do a much better job. No, we don't want Jeff to do it. We want you to do it. No. All right, let's move on. Hillary Clinton is in the news today, actually yesterday, because she claims she has not driven a car since 1996. Apparently, she has had Secret Service protection the whole time. This is where our tax dollars are going. Now, I'm wondering if the reason why this came out is because people were grilling her on where she was when Justin Bieber was drag racing. And so, in defense, she said, look, it wasn't me because I haven't driven a car since 1996. Apparently, she was granted Secret Service protection when her husband ran for president in 1991. Wow. You know what image I remember is when John McCain had lost the election to Obama, and he, the next day, was driving himself out of a garage. The media caught that, how, you know, he didn't have drivers anymore. He had to drive his own car one day after. That's the way it is with politics. Once you're in and staying in, you have tax money thrown at you all the time. All right, and I'm assuming the car she had was really, really nice. But no, she hasn't had to drive. Now, remember, a lot of people in public office are not going to be doing the same things that we do, okay? Or they're going to pretend they don't have to. Now, personally, I would love somebody in public office that does have to operate a car, that does have to actually pay for gas and understand what it means when the price of the pump skyrockets, that does understand what it's like to be without insurance and how scary that is, that has lost their doctor and has to worry that the next time they're sick, it could take 2 months to get in. I think it helps to know that somebody is going to have experienced what we experienced. Now, mind you, she might have had some difficult times before she went to law school, and I don't want every president to have had to endure difficult times. But I want our future president to kind of be real, all right? Now, I know some people would say, well, Mitt Romney doesn't fit the bill, but I still gave him some credit because he knew how to run a business, okay? Knew how to at least operate a company, understood taxes and money and economy, all right? I wouldn't mind somebody coming in and being president who actually knows how to get us out of this mess. But, you know, at least drive your own car, for crying out loud. Now, mind you, this could also be coming up because she may not be allowed to drive. Remember, Hillary Clinton had the blood clot in the head. And I believe it was a basilar artery or a vertebral artery. I need to double check and review that. So there is a chance that maybe this is coming out because she actually is forbidden to drive and operate a vehicle, which makes you wonder, would she be fit to operate the little red button that has to be pushed when it's time for a nuclear war? I really think it's a red button. I don't think it's any other color. You think it's green? No, I think it's red. All right, don't go away. We're right back. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve
improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. Actually, just at Dr. Dahlia, and then on Facebook at drdahlia.com. All right. You know, this is interesting. I've been asked, how do you know if you qualify for the subsidies for healthcare reform? Well, you know, on the website, the Obamacare website, the healthcare.gov website, when you input your information and then they, you know, ship you to one state's website or you stay on their own, they use a calculator. And the Kaiser Family Foundation also has a calculator. All right? So if you don't qualify for Medicaid, which is, I guess, Medicaid, remember, under Obamacare, the Affordable Health Care Act, I guess if now you, I believe it's like up 138% of the federal poverty level, so about $33,000 for a family of four. But for those of you that make a little bit more than that, you could qualify for subsidies for any Obamacare plan on the Obamacare website. The only thing is it's a calculator. It's a calculator. So I can't say if you make $50,000 a year, you'll get X amount of subsidies. And this calculator, I don't know how often it changes or if this is something that's going to be static for a while. They say as premiums and eligibility requirements may vary, these could change as well. So if you are looking at a calendar, for example, if you want to look at a calculator, like I said, the Henry J. Kaiser Family Foundation, they have a really nice calculator where you select a state, you enter your income, you put your annual income, is employer coverage available, number of people in the family, number of adults 21 or older enrolling in the exchange, number of children. So depending on that, and again, don't lie. I know there's been a lot of media attention on how people can lie, get subsidies, because there's nobody out there to double check and see. And so some people are going to be able to sneak some free healthcare that way. Please don't. All right, because you just have no idea if the government does get their act together, how viciously they could go after you. I mean, are you going to be jailed for tax fraud? I mean, you know, it is a felony. You are not allowed to defraud the government. You can't. That's kind of a no-no. I know a lot of people do, but you can't do that. It's a no-no. So I would please say to be honest, okay? Now, I know a lot of us do like to fib on the website. For example, when we want to get a hotel room, I notice that if you say that you want two beds, okay, and it's just two people, it's one rate. But if I say I'm bringing my kids, okay, and that's why I need the two beds, bringing the kids, all of a sudden the rate goes up 30-40%. So you just say two people, and then you get the room. So I get that. Just remember, the Obamacare website is not like getting a hotel, like hotels.com or something, okay? Just like an airplane, you have to say number of kids. I remember trying to do the whole lap child thing, and I mean, my kid's now in the eighth grade. But he's my baby. He could sit on my lap. He's my baby. No, lap child is under. I loved the lap child thing. Didn't you guys? Boy, do I miss that freebie. You get to carry, you know, the lap child sits on your lap. So me and my husband would kind of pass the baby around. And then what you do is on an airplane, you get an aisle seat and a window seat. And so when somebody sees, like if you have, you know, if there's some empty seats on the plane and somebody wants to switch, if they see you with a baby and dad, they're pretty much not going to want to be in that middle seat. And then boom, you got the middle seat. I know all the tricks. I've done that. I've done that before. Okay. Another really good trick is to sit there with a mask on. Nobody wants to sit in your row if you have a mask on. They don't know why you're wearing the mask, okay? I mean, you could be having bad menstrual cramps and you want the mask to muffle your groans. I don't know. But sometimes if you wear a mask, nobody wants to sit in your row, and that kind of helps. Again, you know, it's hard when there's assigned seating, but when there's not, like Southwest, right? You want to get the mask on. You want to have the worst body odor. You want to have a sign saying I'm flatulent today or lactose intolerant, and it seems to work. Okay, so, and if any of you need help, by the way, you know, I know a lot of you listen to my show, and thank you for doing it, but unfortunately you come in either halfway through a segment, and you're like, well, what the hell did you talk about, Dahlia? Go to my website and email us, and then we'll be able to tell you the links or direct you where you need to go. That's what we do. I mean, my show isn't just the show that I do every day. It's also after the show and my being in contact with you afterwards. And, you know, while I'm not at my wit's end now with emails, it's a great time to do this. I'm here to help. So go to drdahlia.com. When I am at my wit's end, you will know. I'll tell you to leave me alone. Leave me alone. Did you know that my kid has a, did I tell you guys that? My kid has a leave me, it's leave me alone. But when I grew up, it was all leave me alone, L-E-M-M-E, leave me alone. Yeah, there's a leave me alone pass, right? You get one a year, and you give it to the teacher, and the teacher doesn't call on you all day. a leave me alone pass. Isn't that nice? Leave me alone. Yeah, I wrote one up and I gave it to my kids. Go ahead. I'm using my leave me alone pass today. Anyway, DrDahlia.com. DrDahlia.com. Okay. Norovirus. I was on Doug McIntyre and Terry Ray in the morning on KABC this morning, and they were asking about another SS Stinky where there's a cruise ship. We talked about the cruise ship. Let me pull up the story here. That I think we've been talking about this cruise ship for a while. Remember they had to turn back because there was a norovirus spread. I think we're looking at about 57 people sick. I need to look it up. It is a Royal Caribbean cruise ship that had to come back to home port yesterday when hundreds of passengers or crew members fell ill. 577 out of 3,000 passengers, 577 reported being ill. I guess the voyage left, sorry if I'm mispronouncing it, Bayonne, New Jersey. All right. And I guess it was going to the Caribbean. And it was supposed to be going to the U.S. Virgin Islands. And unfortunately, people came down with diarrhea and vomiting. Crew members became ill. And this is a 15-deck ship. OMG. Gorgeous. These, have you ever been on a cruise? OMG. It is phenomenal. But the problem is, you know, if one gets norovirus, which is a gastrointestinal virus that's highly, highly contagious, all right, it spreads like wildfire. So Doug McIntyre had asked me, you know, why, what's the difference between like a ship or like at a catering hall? You know, and it's because if the norovirus could stick with you for a couple days. All right, at the very least. And so you start to wander around, going to the downstairs buffet to get some soup, etc. You could be spreading it. Now, every cruise that we've been on for the Dr. Dahlia Show, there was always somebody there with hand sanitizer, somebody wiping things down. I mean, they did a phenomenal job. And none of our cruises, nobody ever got sick from norovirus, knock on wood, thank God. But that's what happens. And it's norovirus is transmitted by oral fecal route. So somebody that through their gastrointestinal system, either by vomiting or pooping, gets it on their hands, touches something, or on their clothes, and then somebody else picks it up. If they get it into their mouth, boom, they get infected. Terry Ray said somebody had vomited in their cabin, and they had to rip out the carpet and put new carpet in. Wow, I didn't know cruise ships also have carpet. It's amazing what these cruise ships load up for in terms of food, etc., because they always have to be prepared for emergencies. Wow, extra carpet. That's pretty good. So, but let's say somebody vomited and it splashed onto the wall, and I'm sorry because I'm getting nauseous just talking about this, and then one of the kids leans up against the wall without realizing that there's some microscopic norovirus, they pick it up. So that's why it's so easy to spread, and there's no antidote. There's no vaccine. All right, and there's no antibiotic. Again, it's a virus. So if you are going on a cruise ship, you want to be very, very careful, and you want to hope to high heaven that nobody is touching the food that has norovirus or nobody is touching your cup. Maybe reach for the back cups. You know how they have the little cups by the drinks? You know, maybe, you know, just drink bottled drinks because they have bottled beverages. I know you have to pay for those. They aren't the freebie juice like you get. That's included the ticket price. Soda is always extra. You know, by the way, speaking of getting sick, we're going to talk about in the next hour how zinc and hand washing still the best, but not vitamin C. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
It's time to kick some ash. Because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig. Because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com. Spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.